gives birth to me this our understanding about the Eibishter, the Nefesh Elokis, that's understanding about the greatness of the Eibishter, brings out his Ma'ir, the feelings for Elokus. So he started describing, thinking about the three aspects of Elokus. The Alter Rebbe was Mefaret, that Memale Kolam and Vesaviv Kolam and Vekula Kame Kalei Chashiv. That's in general the three general ways that the Eibishter relates with Elameis. Nailda Vinis Eira, first is Yira, Midas Yira, Saremim, Mesbemes, Mecha, Yomachshafte. Lira, Lespeshish, Migdulasi, Yisparach, Sheimla, Sevetachas. First, Alter Rebbe describes how that brings Yira. That if I understand, if I'm Mizbeinen with Chachma and Bina about the greatness of the Eibishter, then I have Yira, then I'll be afraid of the Eibishter. In Yira, the Alter Rebbe starts with the highest level of Yira. He shows how Seichel brings to the highest. In Yira, there's a number of levels. There's Yiras Ha'enesh, that's the lowest level, that's not even a real Yira. That's Yiras Ha'enesh, as I'm afraid to do something wrong, because I don't want to get punished, I don't want to get something bad happen to me. There's different levels of Yiras Ha'enesh. It says in the Pasuk, Am Novel V'Lei Chacham. Even in the Eibishter giving Muschin, it says, Am Novo V'Lei Chacham in Azinu. That you're a disgusting nation, and Lei Chacham, and not a wise nation. It says in Mefarshim, what's the Am Novo, what are the two in Yonim? Am Novo, sometimes there's a child that he's running around in shul, and a man gives him a candy, he says, sit down, and behave. Then he runs around some more. It says, Lecha Novo, you got a candy, how come you're... Lei Chacham is if the child is running around being vilt, the old man gives him a frask, and he runs around some more. It's Lei Chacham. Yira Sa'inesh is Pashat Lei Chacham. It's not a level of Yira. You don't do it because you don't want to get something bad. A higher level is Yira Schet. Yira Schet also has a lot of levels in it, but Pechlalos, I realize, an Aveira, something bad. I don't want it, not because something bad is going to happen, because if the Aveira itself is something negative. A person doesn't want to sleep in Techsidis, not because I'm going to get a knas, I'm going to have to pay $5, $10. I'm going to feel like a behema. Yeah, you're going to the zoo, but you don't want to go into the mud of the animals because I don't want to be dirty. Not because something else bad is going to happen to me. That's Yiras Chet. And then there's Yiras Ha'enish. Then there's Yiras Ha'remimus, what Alter Rebbe is. Yiras Ha'remimus, Alter Rebbe is Shemizbeishish Migdulase. I'm not afraid of something bad, even the bad of the Aveir itself. The Yira is that I'm Pashat Nizbatal Mimsiusi. It's a Yira Bishis. I feel a shame and I feel an insignificance from recognizing the greatness of the Eibishter. There was once in 770, the Gabbai was Yechanan Gordon. And after davening, he was announcing the announcements. When is the next davening? So the Rebbe turned to him, it was after davening, and the Rebbe said, there's going to be a Malava Malka, Matzah Shabbos, why aren't you announcing the Malava Malka? Maybe for the Gemach, something. Why don't you announce the Malava Malka? So he had a breitkeit, where he would speak to the Rebbe. He said, I'll have Gekrogin invitations. Everyone got invitations, I don't have to announce it. So the Rebbe turned like at random, Ke'iluya, at random. The Rebbe pointed to a Bacher. He said, do us Gekrogin an invitation. The Bacher was Rabbi Gilitsky from Olitera. The Rebbe turned and pointed to him. He dived to the floor. Why did he dive to the floor? He's afraid something's going to happen to him. It was Yirei Beishas. The Rebbe suddenly looks at him and points at him. He's in this battle of Tziyuse. There was a big guy from the Chassidim of the Tzemach Tzedek. He was known, it was called the Teras Chesed. Shnei Zalman Lublina. It's the Sefer Teras Chesed. A guy, I know a number of stories of him. But what it says is his father was a Chassid, and he was a builder. That was his job. That's what he did for a living. And once he was in the middle of work, he was on a building, he was on a scaffold, right? High up on a scaffold. And while he was there building on the scaffold, the Tzemach Tzedek walked by. And he turned, he saw the Tzemach Tzedek, he fell down from the scaffold. So the Tzemach Tzedek turned to him, he said, Vos has to meirech benishkin ber. And he gave him a bracha that he should have banim tamidi chacham. That's what it says in the Gemara, the dachal mirabanan havali banim tamidi chacham. And he had the son, the Teres Chesed. So that's what was he afraid that Tamasadik is walk might? That's Yire Beishas, that from the greatness, in this battlement, Siusay. So that's the Yire that the Rebbe describes over, which is the highest level of Yire. This Beinus brings to every level, but it brings to the highest Yire. Lirol is Beishash Migdulase Shein Lo Seifetachos. And the Yira, the Alter Rebbe starts off with the Yira in intellectual, Yira in the mind, because it's through his Beinus first affects the mind that I have the upleg of Yira. I have the sense of Yira, even if it's not a tangible feeling. And from that goes Upachad Havaya Belibe. So here we described how this Beinus and Mimalik Alam Seif Kalam Vekula Kame Kalei Chashav brings a person to a state of Yira. He's bottled to the Ebishter, he's Nira Lira Lizbeshish. Veshuv, and that brings to the next stage, because the Yisayid, we know, always is Yira. Comes Yira and then Ava. Veshuv, that brings to the next stage, brings to Ava, Yislahe V'libe, his heart will be blown up like a flame. Ba'ava Aza Karishve Esh, with a strong love to the Ebishter, like a fire. Ba'chasheka V'chafetza Otshuka V'nefesh Ekeka. L'gdula Saint Sevbruch will be a strong, overpowering, burning desire. And it says what each of the Lashenis represents. But B'chlolos, he has this amazing Ava to the Ebishter. L'gdula Saint Sevbruch uv'hi k'leisa nefesh. And this Ava, the Alter Rebbe by Ava is also describing, just like by Yira, the greatest Ava. And this Ava is called k'leisa nefesh, that is nefesh, is going out of itself. It can't contain itself from this great Ava. And about this Ava, Kedichsiv is described in the Pasuk as Nichsev of Agam Kolso Nafshi, Vegemer, Ksiv Tzomo Nafshi Lelikim, Vegemer, Ksiv Tzomo Lecho Nafshi, Vegemer. So we describe this Yisayid, right? That Tanya explains us how we have the power to use the tool of Seichel to awaken our feelings for Elikos, to overcome all of our problems which stem that what should I do if I'm lazy, if I don't care, if I'm not excited, if I'm not motivated. And that says, Moyach Shalit Alalev, the natural process is that our mind is able to correct this problem and to awaken in ourselves these feelings of Yira and the feelings of Ava. When the tool of our intellect is used properly and is misbeina properly, with one more ingredient that we're soon going to get to, and it brings us to have this Yira so we won't do anything wrong, and to have the Ava that all we care about, we have this burning desire, we want to be connected to the Ebishter and therefore do whatever the Ebishter wants. Just like we said about the Nefesh HaBahamis, it has four Yisaidis, it has four components, Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Ofer. And every single characteristic, the negative, the midas that the Nefesh HaBahamis had that are negative midas, they're based on, they're made up from the midas rois. So too in the Nefesh HaLakis, these Yesedis are Ruchnius Tikkun Yesedis. The Nefesh HaLakis also is made up of the four Yesedis Beruchnius. And this Ava comes from Yesedesh. Chamesh Kasva Tivi V'cheinu Beitz Chaim Sheyesedesh Ubelev Umokar HaMayim V'Aleichas Me'amoyach. So the heart's burning desire, that comes from Yisaydaish. That Chachma is called Mayim Shebenefesh Alekis. That's the Yisayd HaMayim. And that's in the Mayach. And the Ava, which is from the Eish, is in the Lev. So the Spaininus brings to the Ava and the Yira, Oshar, what about Teferas, Netzach, Chay, Yisayid, Malchus, Oshar, Amidis, Kulon, Hein, Anfei, HaYira, Va'ava, V'til, Lisein, K'mesh, Kasav, Makamacher. The rest of the Midis are branches, so when you see, once we explain the process, how it works, of being made, Ava and Yira, then the rest follows through, because the rest are not enough. But we said there's Shalish Imes v'Shevek Fu. Said there's three Meichin. Alter Rebbe described Chachma and Bina. Chachma is the Keyach Ma, the Barak HaMavrik, the first moment of illumination, and Bina is developing it. What's Das? How does Das fit into the picture? And Das is the most important one, because when someone says, "What do you mean? I tried. I think. I learned Chassidus every day. I know so many Mamorim. and I still want to sleep. I want to sleep in. I want to eat. I still am not. I don't feel a chasheka v'chafetza chukka v'nefesh shekeke l'dul Saint Seif Baruch Hu. Says the Alter Rebbe, there's this third ingredient. Vadas chachma bina das. Das is a memutza. Das u'miloshin v'adam yada es chava. That Adam was connected to Chava. He was bonded with Chava. V'hu loshin iskashus v'ischabrus. I could understand something in a detached way, in an apathetic way. I know it, but it's mir das nishnegeya. And when it's nishnegeya, it's mir, so that knowledge is not going to affect what I feel. In order that the chachma binar me'erer, these feelings of yira and ava, has to be das, that I'm connected with what I'm feeling. Which means shemekasher daite bekasher amitz v'chazak moed. I connect my mind with a strong connection with this, that this is something that I'm knowing about, that I care about. V'yiska machshavte b'chazak b'gdula Saint Seif Baruch Hu. And I tie my mind to it very, very strongly. That's number one. So the way that I think about it is with an intensity, with a kayach. And the second point is that I can't just think about it and say, okay, I'm finished. But ve'ene misiach daite. It has to be also constant. So sai in the level, the intensity, the house, how I think about it, and sai when I think about it, this is das, is that it's constant and with great intensity. And this is the general answer. A person will say, I think about something, something could be very great, but why does that mean I love it? How come, what does it mean, Chassidus, that because I understand the Eibishter is great, I should love the Eibishter? Things could be great, but I love other things. When you understand that something is great that you enjoy, then you'll love it, right? If someone who likes skiing, if someone will describe to you the go up the hills and this, this, then you're going to want to go there. Someone describes to you something is great, you're not going to go there. The nefesh alekis loves Eibishter. So it's like describing if someone loves chocolate cake and you describe a beautiful chocolate cake with icing and sprinkles, then he wants it. When you describe something that I enjoy and you describe how great it is, you're going to love it. To the nefesh alekis, that description, that is beinonus, that understanding of the greatness of the Eibishter, is understanding something that's ma'ir ha'ava, because we relate with that. It's something enjoyable to the nefesh alekis. Elamai, the nefesh alekis is stuck in this goofy nefesh abahamis. It's distant from us. That capacity, that natural enjoyment that it has for alekis, is a little bit far from it. Why? Because what are we conscious of? What are we aware of? What do we relate with more easily and more naturally? And Yana Yalam Haza. And therefore, I have to tear myself away from my natural to chocolate cake. If I want to say, oh, there's a good cake today upstairs, everyone's going to go running. Because it's easy for me to identify with that, to relate with that, and to realize, oh, that's something that I want. Alekus is further. And therefore, the hisbeinus, even though it works the same way, but I need this strength and this intensity and this constancy, because there's so much else that's much more, that I'm much more aware of. There's a vart. Yeah, I told you, I heard a vart. Rav Mendel Futterfass's Verbringens was 75% to get better than the competition. And then 25% he smuggled in, or maybe a bigger percentage, yeah. That means he knew there's such an attractive Elam Haza, and he has to spend time, pressure to make his Verbringen more attractive, more interesting than an Elam Haza. Then, once he has the attention, he could smuggle in some Teichel. The attraction of Elam Haza to the Seichel and the Midas to herself is very strong. We need the Hizbeininus has to be in a way that it overcomes whatever we recognize and whatever we're attracted to in Elam Haza. It needs this das, needs this intensity and this enemisiach daite. Ki af mishu chacham v'novi b'gdula Saint Seif Baruch Hu. And that's the importance of das. That's why that's the main ingredient. Even someone who's chacham v'navin, he uses the way we described before, the keches of chachma and bina, and understands the greatness of the Eibishter. If he doesn't use das, tie his mind to it, meaning think about it with an intensity, and behasmada, with constancy, he's not going to have a true year of Ava. Kim Demyenis Shav, he could convince himself. He'll convince himself for a momentarily that he's getting excited about the Eibishter, but it's not real. It can't be real if it doesn't have that das to overpower whatever else I'm getting excited about. Valkeina das hu kiyum hamidus v'chiyusan. Therefore, what time is it? Quickly, so therefore, das is the main thing. That's key. This is if someone would sell you a pill that's going to make you become a chassidish shebachar, I want to get up to chassidus. Would someone not pay $1,000, $10,000? You'll sell all your phones and all your gadgets, all your yitzhar, you'll buy the pill. Everyone wants that. We just here, the Alter Rebbe is giving you the pill. It's giving you the ingredients and the prescription. Chachma, bina, midas, vestuveren, you take away all the challenges. Valkeina das, hukiyum, hamidis, vechiyus, and das sustains the midas and nourishes the midas. Vuhu keilo chesed gvura, and das is keilo the ikre hamidis, which is chesed gvura, pirish ava vanfer, vayira vanfer. All the midas and their branches. I think in Shirim B'Sefer Tanya says this story over here, but this story illustrates. The Rebbe spoke about the story once by a Yitzhvat Fabrengen. When the Rebbe, there was a chassid in Australia, Matl Perlov, and the Rebbe told him he should print his Zichreinus, his Mises. We have a Likuti Sipurim. So when it first came out, it was before Yitzhvat. So by Yitzhvat, the Rebbe spoke about the Sefer and said one story from the Sefer. And the Rebbe said a story that Rabbi Michal, Mashpia and Tebchet Mimim used to tell the Bachar, said that there was once, it used to be that the simple people would hire a Malamed, simple Yidden would hire a Malamed to teach their children. So these simple people, they were illiterate, they didn't know how to read or write. So the Malamed was literate, was learned. He would also, if they got mail once in Elievo, gotta tell it, so he would be the one to read anything that has to be read, besides teaching Aleph Beis and whatever basic davening to the kids. So once this simple Jew got a letter, got a telegram. So he called the Malamed. The Malamed should read a telegram. The telegram said that the Yid's father, Le'aleinu, he passed away. So the Yid heard that, he fainted. So Michal told the story to his Bacham. He said a simple question. We know, Eine de Meshmiya L'Riya, the Malamed read the telegram, and the Yid just heard it. How come the Yid fainted and the Malamed didn't faint? So the answer is Pashat, the Melamed, it wasn't his father, the Yid, that's his Daina Atata, and says Zaina Atata is Negeah. So the Rebbe spoke about how that's what Rabbi Chal would demand from the Bachrim, you have to learn Chassidus, Elish, Tatsilus, Bria, says Daina Atata. And I think it's Shirim B'Sefer Atanya brings that Sefer over here, right, if I remember. That's Das. Das says it's not enough to know the concepts, the ideas, the Elameis, the Spheres. You have to know us, das ist dir negeya, das ist deine Tate, das verstehst du wegen deiner Eibishter. Then it's with an intensity, that's the Yiske Machshavte, and then it's inevitable, that's going to change the way I feel, it's going to get me excited about it, and make us be the way we're supposed to be.